Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're about to listen to our Jonte and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know we have an after the show podcast called Afterwards? It's completely uncensored and things you'd never be able to hear in our radio show. To find it, just search Afterwards wherever you hear your podcasts.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped
the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
John Jay and Rich, Wednesday, January 12th. For me, I'm like, I feel like now, 12, 13, 14, 15 days, like I finally feel better. Like I didn't have COVID, good, but I had like a flu or something, right? Because I tested negative for COVID like 4 times and I didn't have it. So I feel better. Peyton's not here today because her boyfriend, Kadeem, has COVID. And they're, which is why you should never move in with anybody.
That's why.
Kyle is here after having COVID. And then when you came back, you're like, oh, you weren't going to come in because you felt bad. But how do you feel right now?
I feel good. It's funny because it's almost as if, my body hasn't caught up yet. So everything takes like so much energy.
Right.
Like things that, like just walking down the hallway, I'm like, oh, I gotta sit down and rest. I'm exhausted. So I'm waiting for my actual energy to come back and return and feel totally normal. But I feel good. It's just until I get up and do something and then I'm just really tired really quickly.
In my house, we have this cough. This cough that keeps going around and, and it's fading for me. But I got to tell you, this morning, you know how I told you that I always, every time I drive into work early in the morning, I say out loud the things that I'm grateful for, right? So in my life, and as I'm driving in, of course, after saying how grateful I am for all of you, I get into my health. And I'm grateful for my health. And I start having a massive coughing attack. Like one of those kind that's the ugly kind where break blood vessels.
And you're driving?
Well, I'm driving.
Oh, I hate that.
And then I'm having this coughing attack after saying out loud, I'm grateful for my good health. So I got to tell you, yesterday, Rich and I had this meeting. And we could have met anywhere in the world. Anywhere. Decided to do it at Protein House. Right, one of my favorite restaurants. I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm trying to lose weight. Like I said, I'm grateful for my health. And we decide to sit outside at this table. And Rich and I are talking, having this conversation. We see this dude start walking up to the restaurant. And what are the chances? It's Suzette's husband. And he's a health inspector. And he's there to inspect the restaurant that day.
That's crazy, right?
That is so random.
We weren't even there 60 seconds. When he walked up.
From all the restaurants that he has to inspect, like he ended up at that one where you guys were at.
Right where we're sitting there. Like, what? And what's funny about him is, you know, he's inspecting the restaurant. So the restaurant, they don't know he's coming, right? Mm-mm. So he's sitting, standing outside talking to us. And you see him, he looks through the mirror to the window and he can see the staff of the restaurant like freak out that the health inspector's there, right? If you think about it, through their point of view, health inspector's there. And now I'm at this restaurant every day. And now I feel total baller status that I know the health inspector.
Right. You've got an in.
I got a total in. Like now I can walk around my finger and go, what's this? Excuse me? So then I brought him in. I brought Suzette's husband in like to introduce him to everybody as if like I, you know what I mean?
What?
I know. I don't know what to do.
In case they didn't know, you knew him. You had to make sure.
Oh, I felt like I know him. He's my friend. And everybody that works there is my friend. And they saw him talking to me. So I walked in. It's not like he probably walks in and shows his badge and says, all right, take me to the kitchen. But I'm like, hey, this is my friend. I work with his wife. And they're like, oh, he's the health inspector. So I hope you guys behave.
You're all winking at the employees like, take it easy on
I got
them,
you.
Right?
and then he did his whatever. I thought he left. He gets into his car and he leaves, but I think he had like a laptop up and he's like.
Yeah, that's where he writes the report and everything.
But his job is so interesting because then he came back and he talked to us for a while and he was done, right? He's done. And he gets up and he's like, I think I'll check out this other place. And decides to go inspect another restaurant. And I'm like, dang, I thought like you have an agenda, like you got to go. And he's like, and he just randomly goes and checks restaurants.
He has this whole area and he can pick and choose like which restaurants to do, like which day. I thought so too. I thought like he had this whole schedule. Like you have to be at this restaurant at this time. But no, it's like he picks and chooses where he wants to go.
But there's literally hundreds of places on his list that he does like throughout the year, a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
But you said it's interesting because like sometimes he goes in to some of like your favorite restaurants and things aren't super clean. Kind of ruins the restaurant for you.
I know. It's like, I don't want to know anything anymore. Just don't tell me anything.
Just, what are the chances? Yeah. You know, it makes me, it's weird, like in our own little circle, it's kind of like I saw this picture today of Martha Stewart bumping into Pete Davidson at a restaurant.
I saw.
And they take a picture. Like, what are the chances? You know, and then oh, well, then again, we just bumped into Mr. Baby at a restaurant. Speaking of Mr. Baby and speaking of you and, you know, how we take COVID tests all the time. All of us have taken COVID tests. You take any other kind of tests, Suzette?
Yeah, we took a pregnancy test.
Ooh. What?
Well, you know, Mother Nature decided not to show up. I know it's a little TMI, and I kind of started freaking out. And then I started experiencing morning sickness. And as soon I woke up and I just felt like nauseous and it just like flashback. That's exactly how I felt when I was pregnant last year. And I was like, I know this feeling. Uh-oh. So I immediately told my husband, Mr. Baby, and I'm like, we need to take a pregnancy test. And he's like, man, he's like, I had a feeling that you were going to say that. And he was like, okay. So we get a pregnancy test and we take in. It's the pregnancy test where it's like four bars and they all have to load up. And then it tells you whether you're pregnant or not pregnant. Like it's not like a line or two. It tells you straight up. So I take the pregnancy test and we're staring at it. And the two, like the first two bars light up right away. And we just look at each other and then we keep staring at the pregnancy test. And the third one is taking forever and it's just like blinking. And I could feel like my heart is like wanting to rip out of my chest. And I'm like, oh, I'm so nervous. And then finally it pops up. And then the fourth one just seems like it takes an eternity to stop blinking. And finally it stops blinking and it's like silence in our house. And it says, not pregnant. And we're both like, oh my gosh, I for sure thought we were pregnant. I was like, I don't even think my body has fully healed from having a baby.
I didn't think you could even have sex yet. My wife had a baby. She was like, we can't have sex for 3 years. And somebody else carried our baby.
Well, what a lot of people don't know is that you're extremely fertile right after having a baby. So that, you know, that was the main reason why we were like, there could be a possibility that we are pregnant.
Question over here, since it's been a while since I've done one of these tests, could it be just that you're so early that it wouldn't detect that you're pregnant yet?
Oh, Kyle's saying, yeah.
Because
you could be pregnant.
I've noticed a little
bit. You could be pregnant.
I've noticed a little bit of your behavior here in the morning seems like last year.
No
way. Have you really?
Yeah. I was kind of wondering.
No, because Mother Nature decided to show up like 30 minutes after we took the test.
Okay, so you're good.
I think here's what I figured happened. You said, I think I might be pregnant. We should take a test. And then Mr. Baby says, I got to go inspect a restaurant. And that's when we saw him. That's when we saw him yesterday.
He booked.
I'm out. Hey, guys, I got to check this restaurant. How are you?
Give me an hour.
Okay, so no false negatives.
No, we're good.
All right. But still, you guys make cute babies. You should do it.
Oh, we are, but just not yet. I'm going to give it some time.
You guys are little horn dogs. All right. No. Well, congratulations either way.
Thanks.
John Jane Ritter.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, Jay, and Rich, it's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday. All right, so Lydia needs answers to something going on in her life, so we're going to talk to her, and we do everything we can to help her out. Good morning, Lydia!
Good morning. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
What's going on in your world? How can we help?
Okay. Yeah, so the other day, my husband and I were just, like, at home. We're enjoying the night in. You know, we had a couple drinks. We're just, like, you know, chilling, watching a movie. And I asked him if he had any secret that, like, I didn't know about. And I thought, like, he's going to say no. You know, we've been together for 6 years. We've been married for 4. I figured I just knew everything. But he was like, no, I do have a secret. And I was like, okay. And he's like, he said he had one secret. And he was going to take his grave and he was never going to tell anyone. And I was like, well, he has to tell me. I'm his wife, right? So I asked to know. And he said, nope, I'm not going to tell you.
So now you expect him to tell you his deep, dark secret that he swore to the grave he's going to keep quiet.
Yes. Yes. I want to know, like, what the hell is the secret, right? Because, like, there should not be any secrets between the two of us. Like, we are married. Like,
what if he tells you that his deep, dark secret is that the day before your wedding, he got intimate with your dad?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that would never happen, but...
Well, what, how do you know? What if that's what it is?
I mean, then that would mean that he needed to come out and he had
no,
to work through.
No, he had, like, one time, something happened, your dad and him were drinking.
Why is that the first place your brain goes?
I'm trying to think of something that'd be totally...
I'm, like, concerned
totally
for you because you always go with these scenarios. I mean, so I can John Jay was led down that path. It is a deep, dark secret.
Deep, dark secret that he can't tell her. But at the same time, I think if that happened, he would have said, I don't have no secrets.
Exactly.
I got no secrets. I got no secrets.
Like, that's why it makes me think.
This is the second time you talk about hooking up with the dad.
Oh, yeah, right? I know.
You've been watching some other videos lately, John Jay?
Something happened between me and my father-in-law that I haven't, and I'm willing to talk about it now. Get Blake on the phone.
Is this your secret?
This is my secret, my deep down secret.
Doesn't seem much like a secret. You're ready to say it. Hey, everyone.
I've been waiting to talk about it for a while.
If you think about it, dude, though, if it had something to do with you, he probably would have still denied it. So it probably is before you and him were a thing.
I really have no idea. I mean, like, the only thing that I can think of is that, like, he, like, really hurt someone, or, like, maybe he killed someone. I don't know. I mean, he's not like that, but, like, I don't know. Now, I mean, like, my brain is just going to, like, the craziest places, and I just need this to stop.
Yeah, maybe something like that happened. You know, back in the day, him and his buddies, they did something. They had to kill somebody, and they had promised to keep it a secret, and they chopped up the body and got rid of it.
And he's just going to tell us.
Well, hey, man, your wife wants to know a deep down secret. Oh, okay. Back in Nashville in 95, 6 or 7 of my buddies and I killed the guy.
Out on the ranch.
Yeah.
Which we'll be judgy for unless it was in Montana, then you're fine.
Yeah. So he's like, he's going to tell us. Or he's going to go, dude, I was just playing with her and now she's gone crazy.
No, because now you can't say you were playing.
I know, but then what you got to do? If you're him, then you got to come up with a secret, right? So what's going to satisfy her?
Right.
Nothing.
Like, does he know you've become obsessed with this? Like, have you brought it up over and over and over again?
I mean, I brought it up, like, one other time, and he was just like, no, I'm not going to talk about it. And so then I was just like, okay, yeah, I don't know. I gotta like, bring out the big guns. I got to find something else I can do.
What's your husband's name?
Matt.
Mac? Oh. Mac?
Matt. Matt. M-A-T-T. Matt.
Oh, Matt. Okay. So is your goal for us to find out what the secret is, or for us to confirm that he does have a deep, dark secret?
No, I want to know the secret.
How in God's name is he
going to tell
us?
I mean,
we've got nothing to offer
him. Yes, I killed someone. Yes, I hooked up with your dad. No, he's not. Like, those are things you don't just tell anyone.
Yeah, what would you offer somebody to give up a secret? We don't have anything like that. Mm. We have no secret
leverage.
We got
Billie Eilish tickets.
Maybe it helps that we don't know him. You know what I mean? Maybe he's like, oh, these are strangers. Like, they don't know where to find me.
Yeah, man, people do it all the time. So then you stay quiet, Lydia.
Okay.
All right, so Matt. All right, so hold on line. It's What You Want to Know on Wednesday. We'll get Matt on the line, see if we can figure things out. That continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, John Jay and Rich, we're in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. So you got Lydia, who's married to Matt. They've been together 6 years, married 4 years. The other day, they're just chilling out, having some drinks, watching a movie on TV and talking. And she says to her husband, "Do you have any secrets?" And he says, "Yeah, I do, but I'm taking this one to the grave." And now she's become obsessed with trying to find out what the secret is. And she's asking us to find out what the secret is, which to me seems virtually impossible. But you never know, man. The power of radio, and sometimes, you know, I do believe that a lot of people want to share their secrets. Of course, we do dirty little secrets every day. People share some stuff with us all the time. So we call Matt up?
Call.
So, Lydia, you stay quiet, though, okay?
Okay.
We'll try to figure stuff out. I mean, part of it is to, like, entice him, let him know we have secrets, too. I'll share this thing with my father-in-law. You could share that thing about how you like all that stuff you like to do, staring at yourself in the mirror naked, holding up pictures of your...
That's an unnecessary mental picture. Mm-hmm.
With a headband.
Like a girl headband, or like one of the headbands that like Grant wears?
Like a Nike headband. Nike headband.
A white Nike headband,
staying full length mirror naked, black socks on.
Ooh, that is so freaking random.
A very serious face as he pleasures himself.
Stop. Stop.
Like it's a sport.
It's like he's competing.
You know what? Get that sweat in your eyes.
Likes to talk to himself as if he's...
I think if he was competing,
Will Smith and King Richard.
He'd be wearing no-show socks.
Calls himself by his first name. Like Serena Williams. He calls himself Richard Barra. Come on, Richard Barra. You're the best in the world, Richard Barra.
Okay, hang on.
I'm going to get that Golden Globe.
Oh.
Hi, is this Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Listen, we want to talk to you on the radio for a second, but we need your permission. So is it okay?
I'm confused, but yeah, it's okay.
Okay, you're confused. We are on the radio. It's a radio show, and we want to talk to you about a couple things, if that's cool with you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we have a couple different segments on our show. One segment that's pretty popular is called Dirty Little Secrets, where people share with us dirty little secrets. And we usually give them a superhero name so they remain anonymous. Like, let's say we were to call you Spider-Man, since Spider-Man's the number one movie in the world. And we would say, "Spider-Man, you're on the air. What's your dirty little secret?" So we're hoping that you would share with us your dirty little secret.
Okay. I mean, you want to know my dirty little secret?
Do you have one?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, it's a secret for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but can you give us the subject matter and what it's about? Like, how bad is it?
I mean, it's pretty bad.
Like, it's bad, like you can go to jail, or it's bad, like...
No, nothing like that. It's I'm married, so it's, I mean, it could affect my marriage.
Oh,
sorry, that's why I really know. I'd rather not, like, you know. That's why I'm going to take it to, like, you know, the grave. Because I...
Oh, Matt, I'm just going to lose my mind. You just... What secret do you have? You just have to tell me.
Well, that's your wife. She was telling us about the dirt. Lydia, he was about to get into it with us. Now you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
I'm
not going to tell us now.
I'm seriously just, like, might go, like, crazy, like, if you just don't tell me. Like, we're married. Like, there should not be anything between us. I feel like I'm way more upset about, like, you keeping the secret than whatever the secret is about.
Didn't I tell you to drop this conversation? Like, it's not that serious. It's, like, not that big of a deal.
If it is not that serious, then you should just tell me, because I'm really... pissed at this point. Like, this, that's, like, now, like, it's just mad.
What is the big deal? I mean, like, everyone has, like, secrets. Like, why do you have to know?
Because we're married. Like, that's what you're... No secrets. Like, you know, married. Same house, same bed, same things. Come on.
All right, Lydia, you really want to know the secret?
Yes.
Want to know the secret? Are you 100% sure? Because I will let you know. And I don't know where this is going, but do you want to know? Like, I don't understand. Like, it's not a big deal.
Fine. Great, then tell me.
Promise me you're not going to get pissed.
I mean, I'm already pissed, so I can't promise that.
I know, but, like, I'm curious. Like, it happened way before we even met.
Great. Way before we met. Great.
I hooked up with Chelsea.
What? You did what?
This is before we met. Like, I mean, I know.
Wait. I mean, what did you do?
Chelsea, I hooked up with her, like, way before we met. And it's been bugging me, but...
Like, Chelsea, like, my bridesmaid, Chelsea? Like, are you kidding me? Like, she was in our wedding.
I know.
Like, why?
I didn't want her in the wedding. You put her in the wedding.
Hi, booty.
She's my friend. But, like, why wouldn't you just tell me that? Like, way, way beforehand. Like, because now it's embarrassing.
But it had nothing to do with you because we did it before I even knew you.
Yeah, but, like, everybody else, well, maybe not everybody, but clearly a lot of people at the wedding must have known at that point, and, like, I didn't know. So that just, like, makes me look, like, stupid to everybody who was there. Matt, like, what?
Chelsea and I spoke. Listen, Lydia. Chelsea and I spoke, and we said we'd both take this to our grave. Like, nobody knows. We're not telling anybody. Nobody knows. And you just kept crying.
Okay, I mean, listen, Chelsea is, like, my dear friend, but we all know that she cannot keep a secret. Like, let's not pretend that is something that she does well.
Okay? Oh, I think she has.
So, yeah, you didn't know.
So, yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to step outside the situation for a little bit, but I have to tell you something. I feel, and this is probably going to be a relief for Matt, because he could have kept this quiet, but I feel like he's wanted you to know. So now he could probably live more peacefully knowing that you know. Like, I mean, you really can't get mad at him. And maybe you can get mad at him for not telling you, but he did it before he met you. Mm-hmm. But now he has...
It might
feel liberating for Matt to be now... To now you know. You know?
It actually is.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, Matt, I'm not mad at you that you, like, hooked up with other people before we were dating. That's fine. Okay. I have a life before we got married, too. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad because, like, you didn't think you could tell me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, why didn't you think you could tell me something like that?
Well, didn't tell me everyone you hooked up with. I mean, it was just like...
Yeah, but if you asked, I would tell you. Like, if you asked,
so what am
I
going to say? I hooked up with your friend Chelsea, and then you get upset, and then you guys aren't friends anymore? Like,
no, I mean, I'm not going to not be friends with Chelsea. Why would I not be friends with her? This was before we met. I'm not mad at her. I'm hurt because you didn't tell me. Like, because you didn't trust to tell me.
So you didn't kill anybody?
I didn't kill anybody.
You didn't hook up with your father-in-law? No?
You're disappointed?
No. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I was looking for something a little juicier.
You did hook up with someone.
Yeah.
Her friend.
Yeah. You can get over. You guys can get through this. Piece of cake.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a great marriage, you know. We've been married for 4 years. Our marriage is solid. So this is not going to, like, you know, I just felt bad, you know, because it's like, she's a best friend. And I was keeping this. And it was, like, giving me a lot of anxiety. So I'm actually glad it's out so I can be a little peaceful. But I just didn't. The thing is, Lydia, I didn't want you to get hurt. That's, like, my main concern. I didn't want you to be upset with me or, you know, Chelsea or, like, cause any problems. So.
That's really sweet. Thank you for saying that. But, like, you don't have to keep that kind of stuff from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you get why I'm mad, right? It's not because you did the thing. It's because you didn't tell me.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know. I understand.
All right. Well, you wanted answers. You came to us. I'm surprised we were able to pull it out of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very nice. Matt, thank you for going on the air with us. Lydia, thank you. You guys seem like a very nice couple. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll see you at home.
Okay, okay, see you at home.
Okay.
Right. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Susie, what's the vibe for horoscopes?
Well, we're going to find out how love is going to treat you this year based on your horoscope sign.
Love. Okay, let's go to Eddie. Eddie, welcome. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
All right, Eddie. So for Sagittarius, it says here that you're heading into an interesting year when it comes to love. At times, you feel ready to commit and nest with someone, and then you want to be free and want to go out all the time and flirt. Truth is, that it'll take a very special kind of person that can keep up with your pace. So keep this in mind before fully committing your heart to someone.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You got it, Eddie. Ariana, what's your sign?
Hi.
Hi. What's your sign, Ariana?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo. Okay, like John Jay. So for Virgos, love is looking sweet for you this year. April 12 in your calendar is an incredible time to spice things up in your relationship.
Threesome.
Or meet someone who would be perfect for you. You are so bad. You're definitely busy and a hard worker, but in 2022, you'll get more out of life when you dedicate more of your time to romance, connection, and fun.
That sounds interesting. I guess I
better
get on the ball then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Samesies.
Thank you.
You got it, Ariana. Let's go to Shanae, Gemini.
Hey, good morning. Tell me what's happening, if I'm going to even get a love life.
Okay, Shanae, for Geminis, this year will be busy for you career-wise, so make sure you leave room for romance to keep a healthy balance. June 23rd to July 17th are perfect days for you to take a vacation with someone else, not a friend. However, even though it's fun to serial date, you could end up getting involved with some serious relationship drama, so keep that in mind and choose your romances wisely.
Oh, Suzette. Okay. I will keep that in mind.
Okay.
Thanks, Shanae.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Selinas. Hi.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Selena. All right, for Scorpio, get ready to leave everything you know about love behind. You're going to learn how to merge with someone in a more liberating way. If you're single, you could end up meeting a very fascinating person, and that could happen on February 17th.
That's close.
Thank you. You're welcome.
November, Taurus, hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. All right, November. So for Taurus, things will not only get better in your love life this year, they'll get very exciting. You're about to see some of your wildest behavior unfold when it comes to dating and relationships. If you dare, this could be a great time to try some kinky stuff in the bedroom or connect with someone who you would not normally connect with if you're single.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks, Suzette. Have a good one, guys.
That was the best one yet. Bye. You should be really excited by that.
I know.
Jesus, this is a freaky horoscope. She's like, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, me too.
She's getting all shy.
I'm blushing.
Yeah, you can tell.
My cheeks are turning red.
All right, November.
So all right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
How about Libra?
Libra, Kyle, the beginning of the year might have been intense for you. Your relationship right now might take a lot of your energy. The good news is that your efforts will be soon rewarded. The vibe around your love life will get better, and the universe will be setting off some sexy fireworks all around you.
Okay. Scott would like that.
And you did start off the year a little intense. I mean, you guys were sick. So it's like when you're sick, you can't really.
Yeah, that's like
much.
A very different type of intense.
Yeah.
It's like a lack of intensity.
Rich for Pisces.
this year, this is your year when it comes to love. If you're single, this could be the time you meet someone special. If you have a partner, taking your relationship to the next level or expanding your family will happen this year.
You talked about it. Yeah,
interesting.
If you wanted it, you should have put a ring on it.
So what were you singing there?
What
were you singing there?
Single ladies, you gotta put a ring on it. I'm just saying. All right, and for Capricorn, during this year, focusing on your own self-worth will empower you to pursue the kind of romantic experiences that might transform your life. This includes having or finding a partner who is not afraid to try crazy things in bed.
Dang. The health inspector who wears gloves.
Gonna have to take a couple more of those pregnancy tests.
Oh, Mr. Baby, better get ready.
All right, so if we need to get to your horoscope, they are all posted at JohnJaneRich.com. Yesterday, I was telling you guys how, well, I was pretty obsessed with Yellowstone, where I watched all four seasons during a vacation. And so much to where I ordered a bunch of the clothes, and now I've been kind of really into, I thought, you know, part of me, just wanted to say it, that, I'd like to get a horse, you know? And then my wife went with her friend to go play with her friend's horse. My wife was like, I think it'd be fun to have a horse. And I was like, man, I wonder how serious she is on this, right? And then yesterday, people listening to the podcast reached out to me. And one, somebody that we helped rescue a dog has a ranch with 12 horses, and the horses they have are the kind of horses that you see in Yellowstone where they do those tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Where they run and they slide, and these big, beautiful horses, very, very expensive horses. And she's like, come to my ranch and ride my horses. I'm like, hell yeah. They're they're not that far from here. So part of me is like, that sounds like awesome time, right? And then this morning I woke up and I got a message from a horse rescue place. Just like we have Love Pup. There's you go and adopt a horse.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
I know. I wonder what that's like. I just go and I'm like, well, I like this one. And you pay your fee and I just leave with a horse. Get on it and leave.
It's not like you can put it in the car, right?
Just like in Love Pup, you want someone to have a kennel. You want someone to be prepared, have a good space for the dog.
I walk in and I'm like, oh, this is good. I'll take this Appaloosa. And then I'm like, all right. Again, I'm like, see you later.
I'll pick up my car later.
I'm taking the bus to the shelter because I'm going to pick up a horse to go home. I'm just trying to think how that works. Anyway. And then I found out that there's this, if you watch Yellowstone, there's a certain brand of clothing that pops up a lot, right? And I found out that the people that make that clothes, they're here.
Oh, really?
And they have a store.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I'm going. I think you're Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Kyle, what are you working on? Three things we need to know.
I'm ready for John Jay's transformation. And the IRS is strongly suggesting something for all of us. I'll tell you what that is next with John Jay and Rich.
We won't leave you on red. We reply. Try us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John Jay and Rich.
All right, Kyle, what do we need to know today?
The pandemic led the IRS to close last tax season with over 35 million unprocessed returns. That means people sitting there waiting for their check from the IRS. And the IRS is like, yeah, sorry, we can't do that right now. So there are some people still waiting for their money. So because of that, they said starting January 24th is when the IRS will begin accepting and processing your 2021 tax returns, which seems so early. I mean, it's usually like April, get your taxes done. But they're like, hey, the earlier you can get them in, the better chance that you could get your return faster. So it's a little PSA from the IRS for you. The Red Cross says the country's current blood supply is so dangerously low, they're declaring its first ever national blood crisis. So they added there's been less than a one-day supply of critical blood types in recent weeks, and they are urging you, if you can, to either host a blood drive, donate blood, platelets, or plasma, recruit friends to donate, or you can volunteer at a blood drive if you are willing to help out. This next story is a little bit selfish for me to report, but also it's good to know. It's Girl Scout cookie season. My daughter is a Daisy this year, and this will be our first year actually selling Girl Scout cookies. We pick our cookies up this weekend. Girl Scout cookie season is basically from January through April. I think ours is a little less than that. But there is a brand new Girl Scout cookie this season. They're called Adventurefuls. It's a brownie-inspired treat featuring a caramel-flavored cream center, a little drizzle of chocolate sauce on the top, and a touch of sea salt. That's the one making its debut this season. We got to try it. To me personally, it wasn't one of the classics, but it was pretty tasty.
Sounds great.
It's actually, and they're more expensive than the regular one.
You know what I really got into over the holiday?
Sea salt.
Really?
I put it on everything.
Really?
Just discovered that.
I did.
Okay.
Huh. I heard it's good for your brain.
Oh. Huh? There are a lot of really good qualities of sea salt, for sure.
I just chug it.
That seems not good. That seems not good. I would not do that. I would not do that motion ever again, Georgia. Anyway, Girl Scout cookie season is upon us. I will have your Girl Scout cookies for sale soon. And that's three things you need to know.
Well, we'd be more than happy to help you. So we got to figure out a way. I don't know if we put Addie somewhere and we tell everyone to go there. I mean, obviously with supervision. Don't just leave her. Let's put her behind a table.
Who wants to go get cookies for my kid? She's there right now.
Just find a corner, set her up there, and we just blow out all her cookies. We got to.
Yeah.
You know? John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, let's do Stacks and Hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so like Kyle said, Girl Scout season. This year, they're partnering up with DoorDash to offer on-demand deliveries. So Girl Scouts are taking orders this month, but the DoorDash stuff doesn't start till next month. I wonder if that'll help your daughter.
I don't know. I think those cookies come directly from
lame.
Girl Scouts.
That's lame. Take away that money from those girls. Get this. And this kind of directly involves Kyle a little bit because we know this about you. But apparently, they did this research, and they did the same study 10 years ago. Wednesdays and Thursdays, but not at Kyle's house. Wednesdays and Thursdays have been voted the worst days of the week for sex. Saturday ranked first, 35% of the vote. Friday, 23% of the vote. Sundays, when Kyle does it, 12%.
What?
Mondays and Tuesdays are tied with 9%. Wednesdays and Thursdays, 6%.
Well, what's the reason why Wednesday and Thursdays are not good?
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love, you know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Tuesday night is the night that we usually go to your mother's place and I teach you how to use the video machine again. But Wednesday night is the night that we're making love.
So sexy.
I don't care what day it is, as long as it can happen.
Yeah.
A new survey in England asked people to name embarrassing symptoms that they would never tell their doctor about. So think about that. Something embarrassing that you would never tell your doctor about. What do you think would be the answer?
Like something with like tooting or diarrhea?
Excessive flatulence is exactly the number one answer. Excessive flatulence. Tell the doctor, man, I can't stop farting.
How do you know when it becomes excessive?
I know, right?
That's a great question.
You're just like tooting a lot. And then what is it that makes it cross that threshold to become excessive?
Well, here, we took an audio recorder in with me.
Thanks for waiting. So, what brings you in here today? Oh, yes, I see. Or should I say, I hear? Let's take a little look-see. Or should I say, let's take a listen? Oh, just relax. Totally natural. Just your body's air traffic control system. Let me turn on the fan.
Okay. Got it.
Are you more likely to spend a little money to avoid a minor inconvenience or just deal with it to avoid spending money? 27% of Americans say they usually spend the money to avoid. 21% say it depends. What would you do?
I think it depends. What's the minor inconvenience?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I don't care. I'd spend a ton of money to avoid any kind of inconvenience.
That's a good point.
Yeah. A new poll found that men's favorite food to pair with wine is mac and cheese.
Yum.
For women, it's chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
With wine?
Stay classy.
I need to go beer and wings.
I can't see some women going, yeah, give me some chicken wings and wine. Yeah, I just
and then pinky up with your when you're drinking your wine. It makes no
sense. I don't know.
That doesn't work for me. I think you could do almost anything.
So two female roommates in their 20s were charged with felonies after they stormed into a man's house early Monday morning, like 3, 4 a.m., and threw a bunch of glitter at him. It's unclear how they knew the guy or why they did it. Isn't that weird? And the cops knew it was them because they followed the trail of glitter to their car.
Oh, my goodness. But that is so annoying. You can't get rid of that glitter.
You can't get rid of it.
After medical students work on cadavers, it makes them very hungry. Did you know that, Grant? Since you work on cadavers, why do you think it makes them hungry?
It's hard work, so they're probably just famished.
Wrong. Because the smell of formaldehyde increases your appetite.
Ew.
No.
Yes.
I used to work with a guy who would embalm bodies and eat, like, ham sandwiches.
Ew.
And he would just, like, sit there and he'd put the plate down next to the table.
Ew.
And just be like, talk to you and then just take a bite of the sandwich. I'm like, what are you doing, man? This is crazy.
It's the formaldehyde. Now you know.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. 1 in 3 people talk to themselves while they're home alone. Anybody here do that?
I do. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't. People online are sharing signs of a toxic workplace that you can spot on your first day. They include no introductory information, having to pay to use the microwave, and paying for training. Pay to use a microwave.
Who charges to use a microwave in your workplace?
That's messed up.
Dexter New Blood is Showtime's biggest series ever. Across its 10-week run, the show averaged 8 million viewers every episode.
Wow, that's crazy.
A Quiet Place, which I've never seen, is getting a spin-off movie.
Mm. Didn't already do a spin-off movie?
Did a sequel. This is a spin-off.
This is a spin-off, but on who? Maybe the kids?
I don't know. Did you hear about Jeremy Renner?
No.
Jeremy Renner, who's Hawkeye. Uh-huh. So he's on that podcast with what's-his-face? What's that podcast with...
There's a lot of podcasts.
Joe Rogan.
No. The guy that's married to Kristen Bell. Dax.
Oh, Dax Shepard.
Armchair Quarterback. And he grew up, he's the oldest of 7. And he grew up with sisters. Listen to what he says about sisters.
I grew up with women. I'm a badass dude because I was raised by badass women. My mom taught me Lamaze to help birth my sister. And then my other first sister had her first child and I was around for that. Being good with women is like understanding women. Yeah, like I taught girls how to put tampons in, right?
Yeah.
That is not, I just thought that was normal.
Right.
But apparently it's not, right?
Right.
Unless you're a guy.
I don't think that's normal.
No.
No, not normal.
So he went, I grew up around pretty strong women too. I didn't do that.
Hey, he was helping out. Which is also a great thing to kind of like know about that, especially if like you have daughters and... Maybe,
my brother had no 5 older sisters, right. And he is not teaching anyone how to put a tampon in.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeremy. I don't think that's...
Now you have a unique skill, so good for you.
Maybe that's why you're so good with an arrow.
Oh, jeez.
What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Okay, well, we've been talking about ways to stay healthy while everybody around you is getting sick. And you probably don't want to go to the gym. So experts have come together and they have found the perfect exercise life hack for right now that you should start doing immediately. And John Jay, you were on this a few months ago. And it is whether you are at work, home, the mall, wherever there is an elevator or an escalator, experts say skip it. Take the stairs.
Today's National Take the Stairs Day.
And this is why you should take the stairs. It burns more calories than jogging. It reduces the risk of heart disease. It helps you build lean muscle. It keeps you healthy. It fights stress. It tones your thighs and buns. And who doesn't want tight, you know, buns and thighs? It reduces the risk of obesity. And you'll sleep better at night. So every chance you get, take the stairs. Avoid the elevator. It's your mission.
We could take the stairs here, but they closed up the stairwell. It's so stupid.
We can go down. We just can't go down. Up.
I take the stairs down almost all the time, but I can't take the stairs up.
And taking the stairs up is kind of the thing they're encouraging.
Yeah, I know.
Down is, well, you know, whatever. Go up the stairs. That life hack and more up at johnjanerich.com.
We're going to get to some entertainment news also I don't know if you guys saw what happened with Amazon. Did you see the Amazon thing?
No.
I was like, okay, this is going to freak you guys out. This is really going to mess you up. Mm. Okay, whatever. That's next, John, Jay, and Rich.
Text us. We won't ghost you. Like that guy you matched with online and went out with once, and he said he wanted to go out again, but hasn't responded to your last four messages. Anyway, text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
Hey, real quick, let me play this for you. This is a story that happened in Connecticut. Thieves dressed up as Amazon drivers. Okay, so they pull up at this house, they get out of this black car, they got the Amazon vests on, and they're carrying boxes. And they knock on the door. Like, if you saw Amazon people come to your door, right, with boxes, you'd probably go, oh, yeah, I probably ordered some stuff, right? You'd open the door.
Yeah.
Listen to what happened. This audio is freaking compelling as heck and scary.
There's a black car. They came in front of his house. Two people got out of the car with Amazon jackets. They walked to his house and they said, oh, Amazon, they had a package, they had an Amazon package. They just grabbed his ends and put something in his mouth. The guy was yelling. He was yelling, oh, help me. It's kind of scary because they're our neighbors. Like, they're sitting just two apartments away from us. And that's a problem.
They robbed them.
That's so scary.
Oh. Right?
You just can't answer your door.
No.
You really can't.
No, man. You'd be like, hey, man, Amazon, just leave it there.
Yeah.
Even if your door, just drop it.
Just drop it.
Just drop it right there.
I mean, there's really no reason Amazon needs you to open the door
right?
to get the package.
Right?
Just leave it.
That's a good point.
I know. You got a little GPG?
Yeah. So Britney Spears fans are already pissed off at Jamie Lynn Spears. Right?
I'm with
her. She's got a book coming out, but now she's got to promote the book. So this morning, she is doing an interview on Good Morning America.
I love my sister.
But things have gotten complicated.
I guess so.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
What has caused this rift between you?
The exclusive.
The book title is Things I Should Have Said. What do you regret not saying?
On Good Morning America.
We'll wait and see. We'll see if a very emotional Jamie Lynn Spears tugs at the heartstrings of anyone or actually says anything, you know, of significance. Mm-hmm. But chances are she's going to say what she's already said online, that she never spoke publicly about Britney's situation because she thought that it was a private family matter and it wasn't her place to say anything.
So she's writing a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The private family matter.
But now that Britney has called her out saying, you should have said, like, you never spoke up for me. Now she's speaking up.
I would just stay quiet.
I had the TV on and the volume was down and I saw the little ad pop up for that. And as soon as you see Jamie Lynn Spears talking and not even listening to her, you feel like she's full of crap. And you also know that Britney unfollowed her. So I'm team Britney on this one.
I know. So part of the interview is going to be on GMA and then the other part of the interview is going to air on Nightline later tonight. So I don't know why they...
I don't know.
They're splitting it up.
She better have some good stuff because I feel like this is going to make things worse for her.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I know.
And I think they're splitting it up because they don't have anything and they're just trying to get ratings with Britney Spears. Mm-hmm.
Totally. You
know what I mean? That's what I think.
Yeah, absolutely. For the first time in 4 years, you guys, the Oscars will have a host. I think they announced this mainly because nobody watches award shows anymore. And they're like, hey, by the way, we're doing something different, so maybe you can watch this.
If it's not Kevin Hart, I don't care.
They haven't announced who it is just yet. The only announcement they did make was that they will have a host.
You know, the rumor I heard this morning was Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Oh, that would be great. Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool for him.
There was an interview that he had expressed interest in hosting. Like I said, they haven't made any announcements yet.
That's scary if you're Tom Holland, because I don't know how funny he is or what a good host he is, but like it backfired for Rob Lowe when he hosted the Oscars 1 year.
It did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Holland seems really funny, though.
I know, but it's a big deal to host Oscars. It's something like right now he's on top of the world.
Yeah, he's lovable.
I just stay Spider-Man for a while. Anyway. So Suzette's birthday's next week. She's got a lot of things planned. I want to hear all about it. Also, you know, because Kyle had COVID, she started watching Yellowstone, but she finally finished Dexter, and I'm dying to hear what she thinks about Dexter. And I want to tell you guys about a new show that I watched that I highly recommend, highly, highly thumbs up recommend. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, so Suzette got a birthday coming. When's the birthday? Next week?
Next week on Tuesday.
And what, you're making plans already?
Well, you know, it's a little hard now that I'm a mom. This is the first birthday where, you know, I have a baby boy. But my mom is, like, living with us right now. So she's like, you know, do something fun. And I'm, like, trying to think. I'm like, what can I do? Like, I don't really want to go to the club and, like, get wasted and black out. I had a little hangover. Remember I was telling you guys I was a little hungover at the beginning of the week? And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to feel that no more. It lasted for, like, 2-3 days.
That's so funny.
You've changed so much.
I feel like I'm getting old, man. My body's not keeping up with me. My mind and my heart wants to do more, but my body's like, oh, no, sweetie, slow down.
Wait, last year on your birthday, did you already know you were pregnant?
Yeah.
So you had not party?
No, I found out the day after.
Oh, the day after your birthday?
But I didn't do much. We were quarantining, so it was like, whatever. Yeah.
That whole thing.
Mm-hmm, that whole thing. So what I'm thinking of doing, and I think this is kind of unique, or maybe it's just I'm late to the game.
Bowling.
Very unique.
She's like discovering all the stuff that normal America does.
Outside the club.
There's a bar at the bowling alley. So, no. I want to go to speakeasies. So, it's all these, like, underground bars that some, like, a lot of people don't know about, so you kind of have to find them. With my husband, Mr. Baby, being a health inspector, he's been discovering all these speakeasies, and he's like, we gotta go here, we gotta go there. So we've created a list of places that we want to go, and we want to do that this weekend.
That's really fun.
Isn't that cool?
I've never heard of such a tour.
There's, like, some that are, like, in alleys, and you only know if it's open if there's, like, this light that's on or if it's off or something like that. But it's pretty every single one is, like, really creative. So I'm excited to, like, check those out. So if you know of any speakeasies that I should go to, like, DM me because I want to see all of them.
You know what would be cool is if you do that with your husband, if you came up with, like, 5 or 6 of them, and then we could post those.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they all want to be kept a secret. I don't think they do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works if they're like rather be in the DL because that makes them exclusive. Yeah,
right, but you also want people to stay alive. What's up, Grant?
My girlfriend went to a speakeasy like 2 weeks ago, and they had a password that they needed to get emailed. It was a whole process, but it was very cool. Like, she was like, it's so fancy on the inside, but on the outside, they all look like just awful places you don't want to be.
How come you didn't go?
Super sketchy.
I wouldn't have anything to do. I just stared at everybody drunk.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Oh, but I figured you could still go. No, but I figured.
Do that, man.
Do it. Oh, great.
Yeah, where you live, your part of town has quite a few.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
There's one, I'll tell you, there's one gas station that underneath the gas station is like this whole Hawaiian bar.
Uh-huh.
And they're supposed to have the best drinks.
Oh, you got to tell me which one that is so I can go.
See, now it's funny you say that because I did a thing when I was in Hawaii where, I don't know if you call it a speakeasy, but it's like that, but for food.
Mm.
Like, we went to a Shell gas station. Somebody messaged me on Instagram and told me about this place. You go to a gas station, and behind the gas station, like random, was this phenomenal restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, like just like that, like a speakeasy.
I love those.
Yeah, we went in there and you order all the food. It was just fantastic. It was fish burgers and hamburgers and stuff like that behind the gas station.
It's crazy. You would never think that would have a delicious food at one of those.
I know.
Yeah, it's like
so
super
good.
Sketchy behind a gas station.
I know.
Yeah. In fact, if you're in Maui,
food doesn't have the best reputation.
If you're in Maui, it's a place called Havens. You can find it. Like, I Googled it and there it was. So, anyway. All right. So, Kyle, you finally saw the ending of Dexter. What'd you think?
I don't know. I didn't want it to happen that way.
Neither did I.
No.
I didn't like the ending of Dexter at all. In fact, I felt
don't know
like
if I didn't like it. It's just not the way I wanted it to end. Does that make sense?
That's really well said, too. Because I look at it also as it's a gift that we had those 10 episodes.
Yes.
Because that was gone. And it's the highest rated show in the history of Showtime right now, these last 10 episodes.
I still need to see it.
It's so good.
Have they announced that they're going to do more or no?
The executive producer said on Sunday night, that he had a big announcement on Monday, but I can't find it. I can't find what the announcement is. I'm assuming that there's a spinoff with the son. That's what I'm assuming.
I mean, they should, especially if it's been doing really well. You know what I mean?
But I feel like that could be forced. Like, his son's not ready.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not ready to take on that life.
It's just so, there's just so much, there's, like, I feel like they made a mistake. Like, I want them to go back, unless there's a way that it's not what you think happened. I don't know.
A twist.
Yeah, if there's a way, because it's just like, come on, man.
I know. I was like, what? No.
I know.
But then if you really think about it, the way it ended, I mean, I don't know, it could work. But so, I wasn't.
Let me tell you about this other show I think you guys should watch. It's really, really, really good. It's called The Mayor of Kingstown, and it's on Paramount Plus. It's the same guy that did Yellowstone. It's really, it's about three brothers, and they are, one's a cop, and the other two are like, they're, I don't know if the position is real life or not, but they negotiate with prisoners, and they negotiate with the cops and the guards.
For what?
Just negotiate. That's how they talk. Like, if you're a prisoner, you can't sit there really and go talk to the guards and say, here's what we need. They're the guys to do in between. And they negotiate with the drug dealers out on the streets in the prison. And there's all kinds of underhand stuff that goes on. It is damn fascinating.
Where is it again?
It's on Paramount. Paramount Plus.
I'm not called, trying to get another streaming.
It's called The Mayor of Kingstown. Same guy that does Yellowstone. In fact, everybody that dies on Yellowstone is on this show.
Oh, that's good for me.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to go, oh, where did I know them? Oh, he's Yellowstone.
I'm so far in Yellowstone now that I will finish season four today. So if there's 10 episodes, I think I'm on like episode 8. So I will be all caught up.
Good.
Totally obsessed. I got to keep that ranch alive.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so if you go to our TikTok or Instagram, this woman gets revenge on her boyfriend by putting a dead fish in his mailbox. She's got one of those little mail slots in the front door, puts a dead fish in there every single day. So bizarre. So we want to know about your revenge. How did you get revenge on someone? Maria, what did you do?
Good morning.
Hi.
I do this often, more often than I should. But when I'm like on a two-lane freeway, highway, whatever, and there's a car tailgating me, I'll speed up to the speed of the other car in the other lane, and I won't let them pass.
Oh, you block them?
That's cold-blooded, man.
Yeah.
I know those. I know people I like know. You.
And you're like, you're doing it on purpose.
Why are they telling you, though? You know? It's like, come on, stop doing that.
Yeah, so mine's like an everyday revenge. Sometimes I do it just for fun.
All right. Well, thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
877-937-1047. We want to hear about your revenge. Amanda, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
So my ex, I was about 7.5, 8 months pregnant. This was recent in October. Kicked me out in the middle of the night. And when I called the cops, we set up an arrangement for me to come pick up my things. Well, when it came down to me picking up my 75-inch TV from the room, he lied and said that it wasn't mine, that it was his. So in return, the trailer that he bought a year ago was put in my name. I took it. And now he calls and begs and texts me to return it to him because he needs it.
You kept the trailer. He got the TV.
I would have stayed in the relationship for the TV.
Mm-hmm. No.
What do you do with the trailer?
A 75-inch TV. My God, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was, but can't have it now because he won't give it back.
What a jerk. He kicked you out when you're 7 months pregnant.
Yeah,
and it was our second kid together.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Probably better off not with him anymore. Oh,
yeah, way better off.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Amanda.
Thank you.
Anybody here ever get revenge on anybody?
Not like any of these.
Not that I can think of.
A lot of times, just being happy is the best revenge.
Exactly.
That's really important because Confucius say, if you get revenge, make sure you dig two graves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just shows that you're hurting, you know? You don't want to show them that.
Success is the best revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus, if they're causing you that much trouble, why do you want to get messed up in that anyway? Just playing the same game over and over again. Get out, get happy.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's like you scoop down to their level. And it's like, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not above that.
not above stooping down to that level?
No. You're about the revenge?
I can be.
Okay.
It depends. I have different ways of revenge to where I make it where it's not really revenge. It doesn't come across as revenge so that I have a good conscience.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you know what I mean?
That's like tricky.
A slippery moral slope.
That's how I live my life. Every line's ringing. You start patching them through, Grant? Let's go, Grant. We got to get revenge on you.
in a John Jay fashion where it's not really revenge, but it is.
You just don't want to feel guilty.
What would be an example of something that's revenge, but it's not wrong, so it's not pinned on you?
Let's say a business. Okay, well, let's just be open about it.
Okay.
There was a restaurant here that I went to when my wife and kids were out of town. And I wanted to watch the American Idol finale. And they refused to change the channel because it was like the Super Bowl was on or something.
Uh-huh.
And nobody was in the restaurant but me. And I was like, can you put that TV on American Idol? And they wouldn't do it. So I decided to eat and promote their competition.
Okay.
Nonstop. Over and over and over again until that restaurant went out of business.
They did go out of business too.
They sure did.
That is harsh. Yeah.
But is it though? Well, really, he's just eating somewhere else.
And you don't feel bad? Yes, it is harsh. Rich goes, what? Is it though?
I mean, all he's doing is
promoting. Went out of business.
Put someone out of business is pretty hard.
Damn right they went out of business. I was the only one in the restaurant and I loved their food. And American Idol finale is on. The finale. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
And because of some NFL playoffs, it wasn't even the Super Bowl. But there was nobody else in the restaurant. I was like, can you put this one TV on American Idol? And they wouldn't do it. And I was like, I'm out of here. I was prepared. So that's not revenge. Like,
no,
doing
I
anything specifically. I'm actually helping the other business, which has blossomed. Now they have franchises all over the country. You're welcome, that's Rubio's.
Yeah, if the Van Nesses eat at your restaurant, it's going to be a good night.
Molly, you're on the air. What kind of revenge do you get?
So I was dating this guy, and I was so into him, but it was odd. He never wanted to get it on, like, in the beginning. Finally, I convinced him. You know, we did the deed, and about a few days later, I started feeling unwell. So I went to the doctor, and I found out that he gave me the clap. So I was so upset. I like started looking in social media, digging, like, he's a cheater. He's not saying who he is. I found out he had a whole nother profile. He had a whole girlfriend. She was full blown pregnant, like 7 months. And I was so livid. I told my friends, we like, you know, kind of investigated, got her name and everything. I called him up and I said, you know what happened? I went to the doctor. This happened. And not only did this happen and you gave me this, because he played like he didn't know. I said, I'm also pregnant. And if you don't want to have two pregnant girlfriends, then you better help me take care of this. And I need you to send me $1,000 by Friday. If you don't, I'm calling such and such. And I told him her name. And he was so like, he's like, no, don't do that. Please don't do it. And I'm like, Friday, you better send me money. He sent me money, blocked him, didn't talk to him. Me and my friend who helped me, we went on a vacation to Puerto Rico to visit her family.
So. That's kind of blackmail. That's more against the law.
Girl.
He got like super instant revenge, and I've never, ever looked back on that one ever again.
Well, all good right. for you.
You don't mess with Molly, man. All right, Molly. Thank you, Molly. Thanks for sharing that with us. By the way, a part two to that story about the restaurant, the taco story. You remember when I went to go to Tony Robbins?
Yeah.
So I go to the Tony Robbins seminar in Florida for it was a 6-day seminar. Now, the guy that wouldn't change the channel, that was the manager of the restaurant, right? That wasn't the owner of the restaurant. It was the manager. I'm at Tony Robbins. This is 10 years later, 8-9 years later. Because remember, American Idol was really big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't big. It's like not big now. So I'm at Tony Robbins, and the guy that owned the restaurant chain is sitting 3 seats over from me.
Awkward.
But he didn't know that. So I introduced myself to him, and I started talking to him, and I'm like, hey. And we actually bonded over there. And I'm like, funny story. And I tell him the story, right? And we laugh about it, whatever. And he was like, shame on that manager that for all the TV station to change. He agreed with me. Cut to, the guy died.
Oh, he did?
He's famous.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he died. He's famous. He was engaged to Paris Hilton.
Uh-huh.
He died. I know. Like, I kind of took it too far with my eating at the other restaurant.
I think so.
I know.
Well, that stress you caused him.
I know. Anyway, so you don't want to piss me off.
I'm scared.
We got the John J. Rich Drunk Dial line. 602-888-1933 is the number. We got some messages last night. We'll get to those next. John J. Rich.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Getting drunk over the weekend or just want to talk to us? Call your John, Jay, and Rich drunk dial line at 602-888-1933.
BTW, a lot of people sending me DMs and are still calling about revenge. So do me a favor, continue with the DMs and we'll just bring it back tomorrow. So shoot me a DM on Instagram. John J. Van asked about how you got sweet revenge. All right, a drunk dial line, 602-888-1933. We got some messages last night.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This one here is for my boy, Nick. Hey, Nick, man, that game you play, bro, that where the guy says, that is correct. I can't get that shit out of my head, man. Like, I picture this dude with a big old double chin, thumb in the belly button, sweaty, and saying, that is correct. I can't get it out of my head. Where did you get it from? I need to see it so I can squash it. It's ruining my life, bro. Everywhere I go, I see the same person with the thumb in the belly button saying, that is correct. you're my boy, Nick.
That is correct.
I want to guess the actor before you tell, because I feel like it's that actor that was in News Radio and he was in Office Space. I can't remember his name, though. Steven something.
That's incorrect.
Okay. Who is it? What is it?
It's Chris Farley and Billy Madison. The guy that he's picturing, you know, the fat, you know, sweaty guy with his finger in his belly button. We're all in agreement that's me, right?
That is correct.
He's walking into different places. He's like, oh, my God, Nick. Stop. With his thumb in his belly button making weird squishy noises.
All sweaty.
Suzanne adding into it.
I'm kidding, Nick.
All right.
I was just listening to your guys' show, and you were talking about fart stories. Made me think of when I was in seventh grade. I was in English class, and we were all sitting in class where it's quiet, and this girl went to the bathroom, and we were all making fun of her while she was in the bathroom because she was taking so long. So when she came back to the classroom, we all turned around, and as I turned around, I let out a big fart. Everyone started laughing. Needless to say, I went home crying. I was young. But God definitely must have had a sense of humor, because what is the point of farts? They're hilarious.
It's true. It's a good God add-on for comedy.
To go home crying because you got made fun of because you farted in class.
Oh, kids are mean.
They are. You just gotta laugh with them.
Farts are just funny, man. Something like, I bet you your son, he laughs probably when he knows they're funny. Mm-hmm. And he's only 3 months old.
He does just know. Giggle a lot.
There's just something about them. They're fantastic. Anyway, we're gonna play Beach Shazam. We got Billie Eilish tickets on the line. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay.
Okay, we're going to play Beach Shazam. Dulce is our contestant. Hey, Dulce.
Hi.
Hi. Are you a Billie Eilish fan?
I am, but I'm actually more calling for my daughter. She's a huge fan.
Okay, so you got to win these tickets then. You better be good at this game. How do you play, Suzette?
All right, Beach Shazam. So I am going to play a song for you, very popular song. You have 7 seconds to listen to it, 3 seconds to lock in the artist and the title. If you get both, you get 2 points, okay? Now, these are all songs that are on the Billboard Hot 100, so you should know these songs. No theme or nothing. I just want to see, you know, if you've been paying attention to your new music. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go John Jay, Rich, Kyle, then you, Dulce. All right, starting the game with John Jay. Here's your song.
Yeah, I heard Poppy outside.
Okay, that's Drake.
And he got the double R, drop it.
And it's that. That's shit. Is it that? What is it?
That is Knife Talk.
Oh, it's Knife Talk with 21 Savage.
Yes.
Oh
man.
My gosh.
That's still a point though. Yeah.
Yes, you got Drake. So 1 point for you, but it hurts. I thought you were going to get that one right away. Okay, Rich, over to you.
That's not Charlie XCX, but it sure sounds like her. That's, shoot.
Charge you for the steal.
Go for it.
You know what? I'm going to let you guys steal today.
Willow Smith.
Willow Smith is correct. Do you know the title of the song?
Yeah, it's Baby, I'm a Star.
Good guess. Meet me at our spot.
same cadence. Meet me at our spot. Baby, I'm a star.
Very true. Very true. You got a point there.
Good job.
Because it is Willow Smith with Anxiety and Tyler Cole. All right. Rich, no point for you. Over to Kyle.
Oh.
You know it.
No, I don't.
Rich.
Rich.
That's A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Uh-huh.
Grace.
No.
Oh, not. That's her first name, though.
Gail.
Marge. Gail.
Oh, Gail.
Gail. Gail. I can't give you that one, but I'll give you the title.
Good job.
That's something like somebody's aunt.
Gail.
That's exactly what I thought.
It reminds me of Frozen 2.
Is there a Gale?
I think he calls the wind Gale one time.
Oh. Olaf does?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. Okay. Dulce, are you ready?
Yes.
Here's your song. You can get up in between. You're trying to get up as me. I can teach you
up your feet. I keep passing like I do. I keep passing. Oh, my God. I have literally never heard that song.
Does anyone want to steal?
Yeah, that's... Oh, my God.
Three.
I know.
Two. One. We talked about this song, too. Have Mercy by Chloe Bailey.
Oh, it sounds like Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, that's Beyoncé's artist.
I know, but it sounds like, you know that Janelle Monáe song?
Oh, that beat, yeah. The yoga one?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
But I actually thought it was another song. I thought it was somebody else. What's the other one? There's another one.
All right, Dulce, it's okay. We are moving over to round two. So we got Jonjo with 2 points. Rich has one. Kyle and Dulce, you have zero. Round two. We start with Jonjo.
I know this song.
Yes,
you can't get around it. It's everywhere, and I can't remember the name of it or the artist.
I would have been so proud of you.
I know. I'm sorry. I've known
anyone,
it.
Anyone. Mm-mm. All right. That is Pepas by Farruko.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. I knew that. Huge party song. It's okay. All right, Rich, over to you. With it, snap with it. All my ladies, pop your backs
with it. Is the name of the song Lean With It, Rock With It? By...
The original is Lean With It, Rock With It, but this is called Do It To It by A-Craze.
By TikTok.
By TikTok, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all I could see is just all the TikToks to that.
All right, up next is Kyle. Living in the hay, staying in the
shade. All I do is sit around and wait for better. Same thing with the TikToks of the years. You know, that's, you know.
Rich.
That is the song Better Days.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Lipa.
That is not Dua Lipa. We actually can't figure out how to pronounce this group.
Naked.
Oh.
Naked.
That's
Naked.
The song I was thinking about a second ago.
Oh.
Because there's new songs that are out. Like three artists have songs called Better Days.
Man, that sounds like Dua Lipa.
Blueface has got a song called Better Days, which is fantastic.
Oh, man.
I know. And this song, Better Days. When we started playing this song, I thought it was Blueface's song. I thought it went really mainstream, but not him.
Yeah. The group is called Naked. And then the artist or the singer, the female is May. And Polo G is on that song, too. All right. Dulce, you ready?
I think so.
Okay, you got to get this one, and I'll let you beat John, Jay, and Rich that are tied with 2 points, okay? Okay, good luck. I got one coming on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
All I think is TikTok when I hear these songs.
That was Post Malone and The Weeknd, one right now. So we have a tie right now with John Jay and Rich. I'm going to play the song for you. Whoever can give me the artist or the title first will win this game.
Is it the green one?
Yes, it is. Are we ready?
Yeah.
John Jay.
Yeah.
Wow,
that was so close.
I think it was Rich.
Well, now it's too late. Who are you going to go with? Okay, then you got to get both people on the song.
Okay. Rich?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to throw him off.
John Jay?
That's Too Sexy. That's Drake's album, and I think it's Drake and Future.
Good job. Man. I got Thug. Got that win.
I was trying to check swing to get him to go early, and I said my whole name.
Well, Dulce, you were going to look like Mom of the Year. You were going to win those tickets for your daughter, but I'm sorry you didn't win. So
I need to listen to the new music more often.
No, that's okay. We'll give you the tickets. You can have the tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Yay. Welcome. You're welcome. Hold on the line. Kyle's going to tell us what we need to know. It's John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Hey, one of Peyton's very close friends is missing. And pictures are starting to circulate everywhere. We posted a picture on our Instagram, on our stories, it's on everywhere. So you can take a look. Maybe you know her. Maybe you know where she is. Her name is Natalie Smith, and she's 21 years old. So go to John Jay and Rich on Instagram and take a look. What do we need to know today, Kyle?
Our quarters are getting a makeover. Our Treasury Secretary said, each time we redesign our currency, we have the chance to say something about our country, what we value, and how we've progressed as a society. And they're releasing a whole program series, American Women Quarters, right? And so one of them features Maya Angelou, the first Black woman to ever be featured on the quarter. All of these quarters will be released through 2025. And then after that, I guess the program is over and they're going to think of something else to do. But pretty cool, and history definitely being made there. Now, you won't lose as much money if you overdraw your Bank of America account. They just announced they are slashing their overdraft fees from $35 to $10. Probably they realized that, you know, I never really understood those quite as much because it's like you obviously didn't have enough money.
Right.
You owe more money. So I guess that's something they're
doing. See how much money they made from overdraft fees?
It's insane.
Like $1 billion from charging people. That's so unfair.
Yeah. And so they're lowering that a little bit.
That's why I don't go to banks.
That's why. There's a 19-year-old kid who says he's remotely hacked into 25 different Teslas. He said he didn't know how he got in, but he has been in contact with Tesla and their security team so that they can fix the problem so other people can't hack your car. And that's what you need to know.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.